your stupid ass one too. I just lost a check, I swear to God, this shit was you. I just ran it back, I swear to God, this shit was you. I just got the slugs and my brody cost them two. Hope you show me love and my shorty fuck them too. I just lost a check, I swear to God, this shit was you. I just ran it back, I swear to God, this shit was you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That was Juan Tom with the intro. With the intro, that was Paulie, Flute, Heat 3 out now. And it is your boy, Swain Daddy, Ben and Carter. Thought I told you. Nigga, never pass the J. Never your way.
Yeah, can you pass the J this time?
Goddamn, I'm in this bitch with Juan Tom on the ones and twos. And I'm also with my man, Pooh Man the Black Bastard.
Yo, yo, Feral Viz, what it is?
Swain Daddy just passed the J. Like I said, normally I don't pass the J to be a Kira Hondo.
I'm not gonna lie, I really do hate niggas like you.
Hey, that's fine.
That's very Jewish of
you. I don't even trip. As long as they ain't broke, I ain't
tripping. Like shit, Jews got money, so you can call me what you want. Just don't put your hands on me. All right, so let's get into it. Let's start. How y'all doing, man? Y'all doing all right?
Yeah. I'm a little gassy. A little bubbly.
A little bubbly.
Might fart on air.
Okay.
So y'all niggas might want to watch out for that.
Facts. All right, cool. There is a flagellant alert, ladies and gentlemen. Flagellant alert. All right. Cool. Well, yeah, I'm doing all right, I guess you could say. We can get into the shits. So before we were on air, Pooh Man and Juan Ton were getting into a heat. Well, it wasn't even a heated debate, honestly. It was more of a Pooh Man rant, and Juan Ton kind of put in a point, and it whirlwinded into something that it shouldn't have been. So I guess I'll let Pooh Man kind of explain himself.
Man, right before this gets one sided,
like just I'll let. So if you will, for the viewers, if you could, in your comments. Your comments way. If you can explain,
if you can
explain how you feel about this particular topic.
So obviously, to all those who don't know, I am Pooh Man the Black Bastard, liaison for Feral Viz Records. One thing that I have is I have a problem with today's music and classifying it. Is what me and DJ Juan Tom was talking about. What he told me was, why would I classify it? Why would I classify music? Why would I judge people? You know what I'm saying? If I don't like it, why don't I just move on? You know what I'm saying? He has a good point. Good point that I should just move on for something I don't like because that makes me look like a hater. But at the end of the day, I love music. You know what I'm saying? If someone tells me that you hot, that I should listen to you, I'm going to try to give you a chance. My only thing as a consumer is that you pass the basis of music. Basis of music. So that for all those who don't know, just, you know, stay within your singing range. If a singer can't sing, you're going to say, man, that person can't sing. But if a person can't rap, why can't you say, man, that person right there can't rap? Why are there so many excuses in rap for these people who can't do the sipping that, excuse me, most simple basic job that they've now been paid to do? I mean, I get it, everybody got their own stitch of things that they love, but how can we classify it? I mean, we throwing everything into one genre. Like, I don't, like, when I click on the hip hop station, a most recent hip hop, yeah, I mean, me personally, I would want to hear some J. Cole, Lil Kendrick, you know what I'm saying? Just not to be biased, you know what I'm saying? That's limited to those few, like Joey Badass and them. I want to hear some Rich Kid. I would want to personally hear some JB Block Boy, some people that are rapping that could get me hype. But what I don't want to hear is I really don't want to hear your Trippy Reds. I really don't want to hear your Young Thugs. Sometimes I don't even want to hear Future, even though I'm on the fence about Future. I'm not even gonna lie to y'all. I'm on the fence about Future. But I don't know if he sing or if he rap. My only thing is, how do we classify these people? So that way, man, I can know who to listen to, man, when I'm in the car riding. Who to, you know what I'm saying? So who I can put on shuffle play if I go to the genre.
All right, so I guess
your biggest issue is it as a consumer per se would be is you don't like the fact that you can't classify.
It's like a bunch of clutter.
I mean, okay. I mean that's a fair assessment, but you had your chance to speak, so now I'm about to get mine. I'm about to get. Okay. I'm about to get on.
I'm just gonna say this. I'm not saying ain't no place for the rap in the rap game for y'all, because y'all obviously have shown that y'all have a crowd. My thing is, can we just classify it and break it up?
Better get to work before.
Yeah.
All right. Well. Okay, so now I'm about to get into on you. So, all right, so
pause.
What you got? Yeah, pause. So,
That's another thing we're gonna talk about tonight.
That's a separate conversation. All right, getting back to what you talking about.
Oh, the blue guy took us 20 seconds.
All come right. on, son, chill out. It's a 30-second timeout, bro. Yeah. All right, anyway, so getting into you, I mean, what you have to understand is like you, what you're as a consumer, what you're saying is you feel like when you go to a hip hop station or whatever the case may be, you feel like all of it is being classified underneath this one genre. And you personally, as a consumer, sonically, the way that it sounds like to you, it doesn't fit underneath that particular umbrella. So you feel like, in a sense, you're being bamboozled because you're not getting what the product is said is supposed to be, which is hip hop. This is what you're saying. All right, cool. We got
hip hop / rap.
Whatever. Right. So you agree. So you agree. So we can.
Yeah. Okay. Urban music.
Right.
Music.
No, just so people hear that you agree. So you okay, say you agree. Yeah, facts. Okay. With that being said, what you have to understand is you don't you think you have a bit of a dated. Maybe a dated perception of what quote unquote good is supposed to sound like, because what I mentioned to you off air and what I'm about to mention to you now, it's the simple things of the explosion of social media, as well as the simple fact that everybody and their mama, all they got to do is grab a laptop and a microphone, and they can make music. With that being said, you have all of these outlets, and now even to this point, you have outlets that you can record a record and slap it straight to Apple Music and all the major streaming services. With that being said, you have more access to people making more music. With that being said, there's more people at an amateur level doing it. It's going to lower the playing field. Getting back to it, don't cut me off, because I see it in your face.
I'm not about to control
it. It's almost like I said off air. A mom and pop shop. You got a mom and pop shop. They making you them biscuits. They in there breaking. They risking that bitch making you them biscuits like shit. But as soon as that mom and shop pop shop get bigger and it becomes a corporation, and now they done shipped that bitch overseas and they are making them shits and freeze drying them hoes and they sending it to your ass. And then all of a sudden you feel like, oh, you know, it's a different thing now.
It's all about a quick fix.
No, it's a different thing now. We're in the microwave era, so you have to understand, like, the music that's coming out now, bro, it's not the same music that we were accustomed to listening to, because of the fact that it wasn't easy for your DIYers. Mm-hmm. Niggas that DIY in the 90s, nigga, they were truly fucking talented, because that shit was fucking limited. Mm-hmm. It was limited. So if you were doing it your fucking self, you were on some next level shit.
So
with that being said, what you have to understand, it lowers the whole standard. The standard is lower. Not saying it's a good thing. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is sonically music sounds differently now. Hip hop sounds differently now.
That's what you have to understand.
So you sound dated.
Darius. Let Zoe finish what he said.
Honestly, I think you really sound dated. You sound dated as hell. Because for you to say, oh, I want to listen to some Rich the Kid and JB Block Boy, but then you're going to turn around and say that you don't fuck with Thug, and you don't want to listen to Trippie Redd either, but Thug goddamn influenced Rich the Kid. So what in the living fuck? What you mean?
That's a reach.
That's not a reach.
That's a reach. Yeah. That's a super reach.
So y'all are telling.
We got a foul on the play.
How's there a foul on the play?
Yeah, you're reaching.
If there was never a Young Thug, niggas like Rich the Kid with colored dreads would not be in here. No. Get that the fuck up out of here, bro.
Lil Wayne?
No. Pause.
Who do you think? What do you mean? Bro, if you're going to use Lil Wayne as an example, who is Baby Wayne? Fuck out of here, bro.
Just wait for a second. Okay, here's the thing. The main reason why that Rich the Kid is rapping is because...
He can actually rap.
He can actually rap. The reason why he mainly started rapping is because of the Migos and them. He started... When they were doing the mixtapes... He joined with them. It wasn't because of Young Thug. Thug didn't influence him. You said, nope, stop talking. Wait, you said Young Thug influenced Rich the Kid. That's not true. So I'm going to correct you. No one influenced him. He started doing rap with the people that he mainly started with.
What I mean by influence, okay, so maybe my word, maybe influence got misinterpreted.
Okay.
Or maybe I used that wrong. By influence, I mean the fact of Young Thug being there.
Okay.
Of his existence means something.
It don't mean
it does
shit
no
in the case of Rich the Kid.
Yes, it does.
And in the hip hop game for why
you can't tell famous. You can't. What I'm because, saying is because what I'm saying is Young Thug paved the way for Rich the Kid. Young Thug paved the way. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. He paved the way for niggas like Rich the Kid and for niggas like Trippie Redd, for niggas like XXXTentacion. Yes,
you
to be able to
use one's personal style for their musical talent. You cannot try to use that as an attribute for why they're famous because of their music. Those two do not correlate.
Their style?
No. Yes, and that is what you just said. Your main point was the fact that they were rapping and they had colored dreads and that they would not be accepted. That was your point.
Nigga, that's exactly. Bro, that's exactly. one of many points.
But hold up, one of not many points. Finished.
Okay.
I'm not finished.
So
just like he
Trump
said
the rest of my
with
points
the point,
then.
Like just like he said with the point with Trippy. I mean, excuse me, not Trippy Red, with Rich the Kid being influenced by the not being influenced by Migos, but rapping with the Migos. Okay, the Migos, they can rap. That's another thing I was ready to say. They can actually rap. Another reason why they were a little bit at first. Like outstanding to the hip hop crowd,
okay,
but they were accepted. Why? Because they can rap. Okay. Rich the Kid, look outstanding the same way. Now this motherfucker right here is at the top of the Billboard charts. You even got niggas like me, who you say is a 90s mm-hmm. nigga, mm-hmm. who has a lot of recent music right now. That's even in the auto tune lane. That even like a lot of niggas like me don't really like. Even I was like, oh shit, nigga, this album right here, nigga. It's hot as fuck, nigga. I fuck with this album. Why? Because, bro, he was actually rapping. So he passed the basis of music. So yes, though, there were niggas, though, who did this auto-tune shit, though, the same thing that these niggas are doing now. But, so it musically actually sounded good. That's what I'm saying. Dog, that's the purpose. Dog, that's the thing that these young niggas aren't getting, bro. It's not the fact that nobody likes her music. It's not the fact that nobody likes her music. Mm. It's not the fact that some niggas don't want to fuck with you because you're young. It's the fact that, son, dog, musically, you sound like ass. You have niggas in the middle of the track, out of nowhere, all beat, auto-tune, son, yelling. All
right, let me combat your main point that you use in your defense. Your point was it's essentially Rich the Kid's is you can say his lineage, his rap game lineage through the Migos gives him validation that he can rap because the Migos can rap.
No, it doesn't give him validation.
What I'm saying is their talent was what got them adopted to the hip hop crowd.
Okay, cool, perfect. I got it. Cool. With that being said, so who did Young Thug come in under?
Young Thug, son, came in, son, under Birdman, son, and a hype
up. No, wrong
stoner.
Answer. Wrong answer.
He came in,
son, under, off of a, stop, off, stop off of a fucking
meme. No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No,
he got.
Stop. You're wrong.
Nobody knew Young Thug, son, until I'm a Stoner.
You're wrong.
Let's be honest.
But who did?
Until Vine.
Bro, you're so wrong. You're so wrong.
You are.
Who did? And it's a shame that you don't know who Young Thug came up under because you're a big fan of this person.
Lil Wayne?
No.
Who?
Gucci. Yes. Oh yeah. Yeah.
But hold on.
No. 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 No.
They can actually rap,
First off, OJ the Juice Man is not ass.
Oh, you's a goddamn liar. You gotta be fucking kidding me. Please, OJ the Juice Man got like three good songs.
Please sit down and be quiet and let me finish talking. Let y'all talk. Okay, now let me say this. OJ the Juice Man is not that good.
But he still
has some music that niggas will play at a low key.
Are you talking about the song No Hook? Cause son, that song is fucking fire. Yes, you're talking about the song No Hook. That song is fucking fire, and okay, I agree with
now,
you.
Okay, now let me say this. Y'all sitting there arguing about these artists that are ass. That are okay, that were influenced by so-and-so. At the end of the day, it does not matter. If they feel like they want to do music, then they're going to do music. If you feel like that this person is ass and you don't want to listen to that person, then here's what you do. You choose a selective group of people that you want to listen to, and as a grown man that you are, you don't listen to the people that you don't want to fucking listen to. Don't sit If you're sitting there saying that, oh, someone's ass, okay, that's cool. But if your friend's like, no, this person is not ass, you don't have to go back and forth with another person.
It's not going back and forth. It's literally trying to like. Not comprehend, but what's the word when you're trying to not bond, but like oh my god, I'm trying to think of the word, but I can't think of you're trying to find something. You're trying to find something in common with that person, or you're trying to find the common denominator of why they think it's dope, so that way you can just understand.
It doesn't matter.
Like for some people, son, dog, it's not validation for you. It's just validation for that person. Okay, so. Why do they like it? I just want to know, why do you like it? I like what you like?
No, if you don't like
and
it,
and then
like
if it. I don't like don't, it, then I can you tell you why
you
I don't.
If you don't like it, don't listen to it. Block the person. Do something. Don't just sit there and listen to the person just because you're.
No. I think that's whack as shit. Because then that eliminates standards, son.
That's not whack, nigga, dog.
In hip hop, that's lazy as fuck.
That's just like,
yo, if you are a singer and you cannot sing, what will people say to you? You are fucking ass. You should not sing. We have the American Idol for a fucking reason. We have country singing shows for a reason, nigga. We have shows like The Band for a fucking reason. Now, nigga, we just like, fuck it. Anybody can make hip hop. All right. Now, nigga, everybody else can have standards.
First of all,
but not niggas in the hip hop game.
Everyone's not saying that because I didn't say that. I'm not a part of that group. So don't say everyone because not everyone is saying that. There is a rare few that's saying that, but not everyone's not saying that. So don't put everyone in that category. Because not everyone said that.
I think you're saying, I don't understand why you're upset. You're naming people that you don't like per se, but. Like Juan Tana said, it doesn't matter. If you don't like them, don't listen to them. That's it. I don't understand why you went on a whole rant about all these niggas. Because it's like, if you don't like them, then don't listen to them.
I'm just saying, though. But like I said, at first, there are obviously a place for them in the hip-hop game.
So why?
Like I said, though, there is a place for them in the hip-hop game. Because obviously, son, they have a fan base. Even though I may not like them. And I mean, I think they belong here. I'm just saying, can we fucking classify them? We had trap rappers. We knew who all the fucking trap rappers were. We knew who all the hip-hop boom-bap niggas was. We knew all who the dance niggas was. What the fuck do we call these niggas?
But you know why? You know why?
We just got mumble rappers.
No, this is what you have to know. What you have to know. What you have to understand is we get into an age, bro. Bro, you have to understand, we get to the age where it's beyond classification.
What the fuck it is that?
I can tell you what it is.
Anonymous.
It's called listen to what the hell you want to listen to and stop being a picky ass bitch.
Nigga, that's that PC bullshit.
How is it PC?
That is PC bullshit.
Stop being a bitch.
That is PC bullshit.
If you don't
want
to hear it, then don't listen to it.
That is PC bullshit.
How?
And then niggas is like, you're the gatekeeper.
How? How? If you don't want to hear it, don't listen to it. What do you like listening to?
Like, nobody said.
Answer my question. What do you like listening to? What do you like listening to?
Ever again.
What do you like listening to?
So, like, and then.
Who do you like listening to? Answer my question, please.
I'm going to answer your question with a question. How am I supposed to determine who's the best out of these niggas? If you tell me a rapper or we have the award show. Or let's just take it back to the motherfucking Malcolm Moore and fucking Kendrick Lamar shit. When we all know who had a better album.
Didn't you ask me a question?
Like, nigga.
Wait. Didn't you ask me a question?
Like, how are you supposed to determine between the two?
Didn't you just ask me a question?
Who do I like listening to? I've already answered this.
Didn't you ask me a question? Did you ask me a question?
Okay.
Didn't you ask me
yes,
a question?
I did.
So how am I supposed to answer if you continue to talk?
I'm sorry.
Right. Now, right. I like you want to answer questions with questions and shit. I'm going to do the same to you.
Right.
Who do you like listening to? So I can.
I already answered this. I answered this at the beginning.
So say it again for the listeners that are just now tuning in. All right.
I said I like niggas. I like your Coles.
Not like your Coles. Say who you like listening to. Give me five. Just give me five of who you like. It don't matter what time, who you like listening to.
Alright, I'll give you five something that's
just take
right now in the beginning of my playlist when I turn on the car. I got Drinking JB Block Boy, something that's on the top. I got Richie Kid up there. I got OJ the Juice Man on there. I got fucking Who else? I got OG Jenner's, I got Keith on that motherfucker.
Okay, with that. Okay, so with that being said, then continue to listen to them and shut the hell up.
That's it.
Continue to listen to them and shut up. Why are you giving your opinion on a bunch of other people that you don't listen to? Bro, you know what it's like talking about? Let me give you an example. No, let me give you an example. It's like me saying, yo, bro, don't drink Ciroc. That shit trash. Have you ever tried it? No.
So then what is the purpose then for even asking the question, how do you feel about other artists?
I didn't ask you that.
No, I'm just saying though.
But I didn't
ask you. As a generalized question.
I never asked
that. That is always asked in hip hop. I'm not saying that you asked me. So what is the purpose of this question?
I can't
remember. At all. But I'm just saying though, like, when could you ever ask or even hold a competition or try to even give someone an award for being the best artist in a certain genre or group if they don't do that?
Because that's not what it matters about the music, bro.
That's so fucking stupid.
That's not stupid, bro.
How?
Let me say this.
Then nigga, what the fuck is the point?
Let me say this.
People don't make music compete with each other, bro.
Let me say this. When it comes to the awards, it does matter about music because those people that win the awards, they do music. Hold on, let me say this. You don't has Trippie Redd ever won an award?
No, he has not
won an award yet. When it comes to artists that I listen to, like Uno the Activist, that was a band Fonny. When it comes to those underground rappers that were some underground ass niggas that are trying to move up to better quality music that these younger kids are listening to. When it comes to these awards, it matters. Because you have your Kendrick Lamars, you have your J. Cole's, you have these other artists that have not been able to win a Grammy yet that are worth winning a Grammy. So it does matter. It matters. You might not think it matters.
No, that's cool. That's a small minuscule point to this.
Yeah, argument. but what you said was your opinion. You said
before y'all cut me off.
He cut you off.
Right, before I was cut. So how you gonna give an analysis on something that y'all cut me off on? Y'all didn't let me finish.
You off. I didn't cut
right.
You off.
So no. With that being said, if he cut me off, how you gonna give an analysis on something that I didn't finish speaking?
You said that awards don't matter.
I didn't get a chance to finish what I was saying because he cut me off. So how am I acting like a female? You cut me off. I didn't get to finish saying what I was saying. And then you got an opinion on what I'm saying. I didn't get to finish. I understand.
It's because saying you pretty much agree to say the same thing.
Yeah.
The awards don't matter because I just need to stop listening to the person. Because the awards don't matter to the consumer per se. Because it's not going to affect.
Getting back to your original point. So using your awards as your example. the people that are winning the awards, are they equivalent to the same people that you do not like, that you don't like to listen to, that you use as your example? Are those the ones winning the awards?
No, but they are being put in the same competition as them. Like, they're equal.
But who's winning? Who's winning?
Obviously, niggas and something not like them.
Who's winning?
You got niggas something like...
Who's winning?
Macklemore, so you got niggas some random ass.
When was the last time Macklemore won an award? When did that happen? So when did that happen? What year did that happen? You want to fact check that? When Macklemore won that award?
Because you're talking. No. I fact check send all the newest artist awards. So you know what I'm saying. Best newcomer artist. Send all that
Grammys. Are you speaking?
I can do Grammys.
No, the highest pinnacle. No, you're gonna.
Oh, you want to do highest?
Pinnacle. I can tell you if you want to know. Bruno and Kendrick. Yes, they want. Right. Yes.
You have your artists like that are going to win those type of awards.
No, but what? No, what I'm. No,
that's what I'm explaining to him.
Right.
Because he doesn't really understand that, so that's what I'm explaining to him. You have those Trippie Reds and all those other artists that are probably not going to win those awards right now.
But people like listening to them, and that's okay. And that's what I'm saying. People are going to want to listen to them. Okay, it's cool.
I didn't say it was bad. Like I said in the beginning, there's a place for hip-hop in you.
You know what you sound
obviously,
like?
Obviously.
You sound like, oh my God.
Because you have a fan base.
It's cool.
I've said this out three times.
Go ahead. Continue.
I was just asking, son, can we classify? No, we can't classify. Well, why? Like, how can you lump all these different motherfuckers together?
Can I tell you what you sound like?
How?
Can I tell you what you sound like? Let me tell you what you sound like.
How would you classify?
Bro, calm down. Let me tell you what you sound like. You sound like a hip-hop racist. Doesn't he sound like a racist? He's like, listen, think about it. It's like a white person. How do we classify this? How do we classify him?
No.
There is
You don't classify him, sir.
What do you mean you don't classify? He needs to be classified like the rest of us. We all have a class. He needs to have a class.
Okay. Bruh,
why does it matter?
Nigga, what you did sound like was one of those super left-wing left-wing liberals.
So I called you a hip-hop racist?
No. Yes. Because you sound like one of those people, dog, that said, hey, you should just accept me for what gender I am. I'm not male. I'm not female. I was born as an it.
Guess what? No. Guess what?
Address me as an it.
Guess what I'm saying? I'm saying it doesn't matter. You're still concerned about another person.
It does not matter. Is what I'm saying. You can't say it doesn't matter, say, with somebody, like, no, you can't you can't say that. You can't say it just doesn't matter. It does matter.
Nothing really matters.
But, like, if it's been like this, if it's been like this, though.
Nothing really matters, bro.
It's always been like this.
Nothing matters.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
All right, let me ask a question. All right, so, Levante. All right. So, who do you put into the hip-hop category? Because, you know, we have the hip-hop, we have the rap, and then we have what people call the mumble rap. So who do you put in the hip-hop category?
This is easy. You want to know? To me, I don't have that separate categories that y'all have. It's all the same thing. It's all hip-hop.
It's all hip-hop?
Well, this is how I see it. Guess what? Hip-hop is a melting pot of a lot of different things, bruh.
Nigga, hip-hop is not America!
There's a lot of different things, bruh.
Just let him explain himself. I'm just asking you a question because
I don't sit here and go through this in the struggle battle that he has of what classifying what it is. Bruh, I have a firm understanding of what this is. And I've repeated myself on this podcast saying that. I'm okay with it. I get it, bruh. Like, there's a lot of different sounds that sound the same thing, but it's all hip-hop influenced. Guess what, bruh? Regardless of you like it or not, my opinion. It's all underneath the same umbrella. That's cool. That's just me. But see, this is what I'm trying to get to. The point I'm trying to get to, bro, is I feel that way. You feel your way, and that's fine.
But what would you call future?
But what you're telling?
Is future a rapper?
Yes.
What the fuck? He doesn't rap though.
That's your opinion.
Give me one bar. Give me one bar.
I'm gonna put a thumb in the butt.
Nigga, that's not a. Oh my god.
I was just kicking the shit out your nightstand. I'm so fucking mad. What the fuck?
Okay, that's not a porn. First off, no. That's not.
I mean, like a fucking quote.
But that's him being like serious. Like talking about some
Some
sexual shit in his song.
Doesn't matter.
That's like the best.
That's what I'm explaining to you. Right. Like, to you, it don't matter. Right. But,
it's a bar. He said, give a bar. I give a bar. That was a bar. I'm being dead ass. I'm gonna put a thumb in a butt. Get the fuck out of here. It's like, what you telling?
How's that a hard bar?
No, he's not saying it's a hard bar. It's a bar that Future wanted to use.
Bruh, you said name a bar, so I did.
And then with that
bar. I said give me a hard bar.
But with that bar that he just said, do you understand what that song meant, though? The song that he just referenced?
Yeah, the song Rich Sex. Yes, I don't
know. No, stick talk, boy.
It's stick talk. When you listen to that song, do you understand? See, that's what I'm saying. You don't even know what you're talking about. You sound like a smooth fucking hater. Let me say this.
Rich Sex, he does say, I'm gonna put a thumb in her butt. I will play the goddamn song
don't
right
play
now.
Rap genius. Just genius. Just rap
genius. Alright, rap genius.
Yeah, yeah. So you do that. Wonton, go ahead and finish what you said.
What I was saying.
There's you focus on getting your rap genius so you can prove your
point. I got you.
All I'm gonna say is, and this is gonna be the last time I say this shit, because this shit is annoying. If you don't like an artist, if you want to put an artist in a certain category, if you want to argue with yourself about an artist, then do that. But don't try to argue with us about your opinion, because 9 times out of 10, we have a whole different opinion. And if you want to argue like a female, try to get your point across, it is not going to work. Right. And that is my opinion.
Right.
I'm not
care.
About to argue with you about... I already know the facts. I know the facts. I pay attention to the music. Mm-hmm. You say you know the facts, and you pay attention to the music. If you don't like something, okay, that's cool. If you like an artist, I might not like the artist. I don't give a fuck. If you play that nigga half the time, I'm either going to turn my shit on, going to leave the room and turn my shit on that I like, or I'm probably going to give the artist a chance. Now, if he fucks up that chance, then I'm going to listen to somebody else. I don't listen to 6ix9ine. After I listened to 6ix9ine's EP, mixtape, whatever that shit was, that was the last time I listened to it. The only time I ever listen to it is if Zoe plays it, and that's it. And half the time, I leave the room because I don't like him as an individual. And that's my opinion.
All right. I agree with you guys. I never said sign. Like, I don't just move the fuck on, of course. And we all
no, you don't move on. You like to start arguing.
I'm not saying it's garbage.
You like to start. I'm going to be completely honest. You like to... You started the argument.
But whenever I say that somebody's garbage, son, niggas will look at me and be like, garbage?
No. Not niggas. Them.
He would look at me and be like, he's not garbage. Well, how is he garbage? And I would tell him how he's garbage musically. He would be like, well... You can't say that because these young niggas don't look at it like that. I don't give a fuck.
I try.
That nigga literally sucks.
But hold on, Zoe. Before you say this, and I'm sorry for interrupting you. If you don't give a fuck like you just said, if you don't give a fuck, then leave it the fuck alone. If you don't give a fuck. It is that simple. If you don't care, leave it alone. Don't argue with him. Y'all like to troll each other. Just leave it alone. So it won't be no argument. It is that simple.
Look, we just trying to have a smooth podcast, man. Listen, we've been on the same topic for 30 minutes. Like I said, ladies and gentlemen, this was literally his rant. It was just his rant. Like I was trying to say, and Wonton was trying to convey, at the end of the day, it does not matter. If you don't like that person, don't listen to him. That's I thought that was very easy.
That's just like, and let me say this, and I'm not going to apologize for saying this. That's just like if I'm listening to Omi, which I don't.
That nigga's garbage. Stop.
If I'm listening to Omi and his homies for the first time, and I think his shit is trash,
nigga, I'm not going to listen about that.
I'm not.
It's one good nigga in the group.
Darius. Just stop. There's no good people in the group. Let me say that. Now, stop. If I think this person is ass, and I know this person is ass, even as an individual, I'm not going to listen to him. I'm not going to want to speak on that nigga's name ever. If my friends are talking about this person, I'm going to walk out the room, or I'm going to say, don't talk about that person.
That is fact.
Or I'm not going to give my opinion.
That's fact.
You don't always have to give your opinion on something that you don't like. Just leave it alone. You don't always have to have the last word.
But why can't I?
It's no point. You're trying to start an argument for no reason.
It's not the point that matters.
Oh, he's trolling. Ladies and gentlemen.
You just said it's not the point that matters, but you try to prove a point. So you can't say that and then try to prove a point. That don't make no sense.
Episode 5, you're contradicting yourself. The troll underneath the bridge. That's what this episode was.
Come on now.
We spent damn near an hour.
Yeah, cause motherfucker, of course you are the best episode, nigga. When I'm up here, nigga, goddamn pass it up here, nigga. I put my goddamn foot down.
You didn't put your foot down. Your foot got lifted up.
No, hell to the night, motherfucking nah. Good luck, nigga. When I find this goddamn motherfucking lyric, nigga, my goddamn phone dying and shit, nigga. This shit damn, nigga. I can't really see that good, but
wow.
Nigga, when I find that shit, that's your motherfucking ass. Hey, shut up.
Wow. Goodness gracious. Wow. Y'all. Like, he really did. Jangling. What I tell you about pitching woo on the job?
I'm trying to tell you, look, dog. There's many niggas out there in the world, nigga, that feel like I do. It's like, bro.
Are you sure?
And guess what? I will tell those million niggas.
It's like, we get it. Y'all say we're going to listen to, nigga, what we want to listen to. But nigga, sometimes nigga, I want to turn on the fucking radio, nigga, and just listen to that shit, nigga.
Then don't turn it on. That is the point. Don't turn it on.
What, motherfucker? I want to be scrolling through goddamn songs and trying to hit skip, nigga, while driving. Who the fuck want to do this? Nigga, who like touching their phone while driving? So do this.
This is what you do. This is what you do. You make a playlist. Alright, say you about to go somewhere and it's 20 minutes away.
Nigga, who
make a playlist that's fucking 20 minutes of music that you like.
Nigga, I work.
Okay, how far is your job from where you stay at?
15 goddamn minutes.
So make a playlist that is 15 fucking minutes of music that you want to listen to. It's that simple.
No, fuck that. Because then I'm going to listen to music so when I get to work, nigga, I'm gonna fucking run out of goddamn music. I can't download music while I'm at work. The nigga, I'm fucking working, nigga. This shit is a struggle. Niggas is making ass music. Nigga, don't nobody give a goddamn shit.
One thing I've realized about you as a grown man that you are, you just made an excuse that I don't want to hear. Seriously.
That's not an excuse. Dead ass.
You trying to throw me one, bro?
Well that concludes the episode, nigga.
Throw it to Zoe, and then he can throw it to me. Oh, God damn it. Throw another one. He dropped it.
Zoe, nigga, yo, cut the shit off, nigga, before we got to edit it,
nigga. That was just 5 seconds, too, so you good.
No, we good.
Can you hear me that one?
We cut it off.
Well, looks like we're editing this one.
I ain't editing the shit out.
This is At The Moment Podcast, buddy. Yeah, so all that yelling and shit that you was doing, they gonna catch all that.
No, I was asking, is it done?
No. Sit your ass down.
So, nigga, we still talking, nigga, motherfucker, I'm about to leave, nigga. I'm about to smoke some weed, nigga, with my goddamn... I'm about to...
Yeah, stop snitching.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to go fuck four hookers and two prostitutes, nigga.
Wow, I don't know what he just said, but ladies and gentlemen, that's our podcast. I guess we gonna cut this joint early.
Before we cut it off, let me say this.
No, fuck you, Wine Tucker. We about to start up again.
No. I'm talking about something totally different. I really can't give a fuck about that shit. Let me say this. Shout out to my homies in Manassas. Because y'all show love to me, Zoe, and Paul. Y'all showing mad love.
Yes, Lord.
At that show. Shout out to
the whole 703. Much love up there. Yo, shout out dog, to the whole 757, dog. Can't forget home, baby. You know what I'm saying? All right,
let me say this.
And shout out to 804, dog. Just because y'all there.
So, last Friday, am I right? Last Friday.
Yep.
Last Friday, I had a DJ the show, and, you know, my niggas Paulie and Zoe got on the show with me.
Wow.
So, shout out to Live in Effect 2. hosted by Moonchild. Shout out to Kells, Dusty, Gami, Migo, Anavar, Jinx, Brahma, 90, Abigail, and Simba. Y'all all did good. And now let me say this. We from out of town. We didn't expect all that. Let me say that. We did not expect y'all to show love like that. Now, y'all know me, but y'all don't know my niggas. So, shout out to y'all for giving love to my niggas. You dig? That was a good show. You know what I'm saying? My man's got twerked on. You know what I'm saying? He's got a number and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Says big deal.
So, hey.
Ain't twerking no more.
Watch out for our show coming up. April 6th. Powered by Lovelace.
Yep. April 21st, Harrisonburg, powered by Lovelace.
There might be a show on 420 pop-up.
Bang.
Now, we about to play my man Shotta Boy featuring Bandman Smoke. Call 7-Eleven. Cover art by yours truly.
Shout out Bandman Smoke.
If you need a cover art, just hit my phone. You know what I'm saying? If your pockets is low, I don't know what to tell you. $5 to $10 or higher if you want some extra shit, you know what I'm saying? Hit my man's Pauly up for a beat.
Give up that gas money,
baby. Hit my man's Pauly up for a beat.
Zoe for the cover art.
You can hit Zoe up for the cover art. If you need Zoe for a feature, if you need Pauly for a feature, you better have that motherfucking money.
Damn right, nigga.
No, Darius.
Oh, I'm sorry. We don't want to sound like we about to rob him.
But you better have money. No, we're not robbing.
If you want me for a
we're
show.
We're not robbing niggas.
Oh, man.
Damn.
Oh, shit. My bad.
Man.
I'm sorry.
But shout out to y'all for tuning in. We appreciate y'all.
We really do. We
even
really
the
do.
Haters.
Even the haters, man.
I don't classify.
Let me go.
I'm about to say something like,
I'm
about to say something like,
I'm about to say something like,